Ask God for wisdom. James chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. The NIV version reads, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do." We should not confuse wisdom and knowledge. They are not the same. People can study to obtain knowledge, but wisdom comes from God. That is why James made it clear that when believers lack wisdom, they need to ask God for it. Wisdom is our discernment of knowledge. For example, two people see a $100 bill lying on a pew. One sees it as a personal blessing. The other person sees it as an opportunity to find out who lost it. The difference in the two views is based upon the level of the spiritual relationship with God that each of the two persons has. The good news for all believers is that God is ready, willing, and able to give us as much wisdom as we could ask for. As a matter of fact, God won't even call us stupid for asking. Yet, we must be sincere and not doubtful in our request. We must have total trust in God. We cannot be wishy-washy like people who pray but also cross their fingers. We would be no different from the waves on the sea that move depending upon the direction of the wind and not their own volition. If we fall into that category, God won't answer our prayers. Such persons' lives are characterized by instability. It is not unlike the woman in the movie War Room who said that she was neither cold nor hot. God wants us to be fired up when we ask, earnestly desiring to gain more discernment about ourselves and the world around us. Question, what do you think? Why is it that many Christians choose to go to others first when they seek wisdom before asking God?